Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Thursday morning. Firefighters rescue dog from burning Durham Street building. Greater Sudbury firefighters rescued a dog from a multi-story building downtown where a fire is currently burning yesterday. The dog, named Stark, was rescued from a second-floor apartment after firefighters smashed the window from outside and brought the animal down by ladder. The dog was given oxygen by paramedics on the scene. On May 24, Greater Sudbury Fire Services battled a fire in a multi-story building on Durham Street that houses Oscar's Grill and several other businesses on the ground floor. Read the full story here. 911 Center, inundated with calls about delays on the Kingsway. Traffic jams might be frustrating, but they do not constitute an emergency. Greater Sudbury Police issued this message on Tuesday after receiving a report the 911 Communication Center was inundated with calls with people complaining about construction. At issue is ongoing work on the Kingsway, which people have been phoning the GSPS non-emergency number and 911 to complain about. This, GSPS spokesperson Caitlin Dunn told Sudbury.com, ties up lines for real emergencies. In a tweet, GSPS similarly issued a notice for people to cease calling their non-emergency and emergency lines with complaints about traffic congestion. Construction will continue throughout the summer, they noted. Plan your route accordingly. Read the full story here. Frost advisory issued for this morning. Environment Canada has issued a frost advisory for Greater Sudbury as temperatures will drop to near or just below the freezing mark overnight tonight and into Thursday morning. The frost may damage some crops, and gardeners are reminded to cover up any delicate plants and trees. Police end unsuccessful search for missing woman. After some 18 hours, Greater Sudbury Police ended a ground and air search for a missing 37-year-old woman yesterday afternoon. The area where she was last seen has been cleared without finding her. Police have been searching an area around Radar Road and Gwinnett Drive in Hanmer since around 7:30 p.m. on May 23. Besides ATVs and foot, the Ontario Provincial Police helicopter was used in the search, as was a GSPS drone. Greater Sudbury Police Service officers also began a door-to-door canvass of several of the rural homes along Radar Road, to see if any neighbors or residents might have seen the missing woman. Members of the GSPS tactical team were involved in the search, using regular road vehicles and all-terrain vehicles. Kyla, last name not provided, remains missing at this time. Police continue to request the public's assistance in locating her. Anyone with information is asked to contact GSPS at 705-975-6171. Memory Lane. Recalling Nickel City's baseball glory days, it was a scene that Canadian author W.P. Kinsella could have written. But, in this case, there was no cornfield and this wasn't Iowa. Yes, that famed film, Field of Dreams, about the ghosts of America's pastime was written by a Canadian. Taking the field at the Terry Fox Sports Complex, a name that just entered into Canadian lore when these men last took the field together, were 24 middle-aged men representing two teams whose names were well-known on the local baseball scene for the past 50 years, the Coniston Red Sox and the Sudbury Shamrocks. 12 men dressed in white with jerseys emblazoned with the name, Red Sox, came out to relive their glory days for one day on the green field of battle. But this was 1992 and those days are now safely ensconced in a past that is now over a decade in the rear view. After the game had ended, these men, and their two bat boys, posed for the ceremonial photo to ensure the immortality of the moment. But as the camera shutters clicked, these men were briefly transported back to the day 11 years prior when they posed in a similar formation, triumphant, after winning the league championship. Read the full story here. Confederation Sec. Continuing its legacy as School of Rock, Confederation Secondary School's legacy as the real-life School of Rock continues with a new generation of students. For 37 years, music teacher Norm McIntosh ran the school's popular evolutionary band, which was visited by famous musicians and groups and even set a Guinness World Record. But McIntosh retired in 2016, and evolutionary also came to an end. Enter Nicholas Beach, who became a music teacher at Confederation in 2019, and floated the idea of starting up a rock band once again. It proved to be a popular idea. Despite interruptions caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, Beach has been successful in getting his new school rock band, The Noise, off the ground. He said he recognizes that he's standing on the shoulders of giants, and that the awesome former Evolutionary Band program, which had a professional-level touring light and sound show, was one of a kind. So now we're in the stage of building back up to that, Beach said. Read the full story here. Diabetes Canada collecting clothes, household items May 27. Diabetes Canada will be in Sudbury on May 27 with a big truck. If you're looking to clear some clutter of gently used clothing and small household items, now's your chance. You can drop off donations between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. at the Diabetes Canada Clothing Collection Center at 2141 LaSalle Boulevard. Volunteers will be on hand at the curbside drive-up event to take your bag or box of goods from the trunk of your car. All net proceeds go to support diabetes research and will help give children with type 1 diabetes the opportunity to attend Diabetes Canada's summer camps designed with their needs in mind. Read the full story here. High of 17 and sunny today. Expect a sunny day for your Thursday with a high of 17. The UV index today is 7, or high. For tonight, expect clear skies and a low of 3.